Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sour taste in their mouth. They open with 8 straight wins and then lost on Saturday to New Knoxville, a MAC conference matchup. And I'm sure that didn't feel good. So they'll be wanting to come out here tonight with some fire in their eyes. But as I said, South Adams has been having a good season of their own as the Starfires, who are coached out there by Ashley Buckingham. They come in with a record of 7 wins and 4 losses. For you Cincinnati Reds fans, don't worry, you'll be catching action after our match here this evening. The Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers, you can hear that right now over on PG14 and FM 105.3. And then we'll be switching to the broadcast of the Reds and the Brewers. That comes right up after the volleyball match tonight here on J Country 101. Well, we are deep into the month of September now, and things start to get just a bit more serious because, you know, once October comes, the tournament is right around the corner. So both of these teams now wanting to really bear down and fine-tune their games as they get into the middle and later stages of the season. And so tonight's matchup, although it's cross-state, they won't be seeing each other come state tournament time. They still like to play good competition, and I've got a feeling we're going to see that here this evening. So it is South Adams, the host school, and the Fort Recovery Indians, the visitors. And we'll be back and we'll talk more about tonight's matchup in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back at South Adams tonight, where the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires getting set for tonight's matchup. South Adams at 7-4, and it's Fort Recovery 8-1. Tomorrow night, in part of a busy week for volleyball for Fort Recovery, they will be hosting Marion Local, and we will have that broadcast tomorrow night, starting, I would guess, about 6:30-ish tomorrow evening, because the JV will start at 5:30. JV match didn't start until 6 o'clock tonight, so that's That's why we're just a little bit later here this evening. Then on Thursday, no rest for the weary. They will have Wednesday night off. But then on Thursday, Fort Recovery, another MAC conference game heading over to St. Henry. And we'll be on the air for that one as well here on the radio. And we'll have that one, too, at about 6:30 or so. And, yeah, it's a busy time, to say the least. For Fort Recovery coming up on Friday, high school football action is going on, and the Indians will be down at Versailles. And then on Saturday, volleyball goes up to Ottawa Glandorf, and that one gets underway in the afternoon at about 1 o'clock for the JV match. So it is a busy, busy time for Indian volleyball this week. Lots of matches. They go at it Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So they will be going at it hot and heavy, to say the least. Tonight it is South Adams here in Bern, Indiana. And we're getting set. Indians in the purple tonight and the South Adams Starfires black and gold. We are still a few more minutes away from action. So let's step out for some words and we'll come back as we get close to volleyball action here on PG-14 J Country 101.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man, what time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Just ahead of 7 o'clock at 100.9 WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana. Glad to be with you tonight from the Star Dome at South Adams High School in Bern. Volleyball action tonight. It is the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires. I'm Ed Thurman. I'll be with you on Thursday night over at St. Henry as Fort Recovery heads over there for a conference matchup. Tomorrow night, Jeff Overholzer will be with you as the Indians are at home tomorrow night at the Fortside Fieldhouse. They'll be taking on Marion Local. Now, those get underway at 5:30 with the JV matches and then the varsity to follow, so we'll be on a little earlier than we were this evening. They didn't start the JV match here until 6 o'clock. Those kind of things happen when you cross the state lines. Don't forget, we've got Reds baseball this evening. The Reds, who just got underway against the Milwaukee Brewers. Down to the final week of the regular season, can the Reds make the playoffs? Well, I got a feeling if they can win about 4 out of 6 games that they've got this week, they can do it. Well, we will see. The Reds are playing the Milwaukee Brewers tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they'll be up in Minneapolis taking on the Minnesota Twins. And we'll have the broadcast of most of those games. I think Friday night we probably won't because of high school football action. But that, I think, is the only night or day that we will not have the Reds in this final week of the regular season. And hopefully the Reds can get it done and get into the playoffs, which start next week in Major League Baseball. But the Reds and the Brewers, they are underway. And we'll pick up the broadcast here coming up on J Country 101 right after we are done with high school volleyball. And we are getting set. I think they're getting pretty well done with the warm-ups. And then we'll have the national anthem and get you going here as the Indians and Starfires will meet again in the junior varsity match tonight. It was Fort Recovery winning in 2 games as they played well. Came out, took control of the first one. South Adams battled back. Fort Recovery finally won that first game 25-21. Second game, South Adams took the early lead, but then a big run by the Indian JV. They took control and never looked back and won the second game 25-13. Indians 8-1 on the varsity level and South Adams 7-4. So we've got 2 good teams tonight playing here at the Star Dome in Bern. We'll step out, take a couple of minutes of breaks here from our sponsors, and come back with the start of tonight's matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires. That's coming up in a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man, what time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kapp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage?
Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires wish each other as good luck. And we are off to the races with round one. Game one tonight. Junior Varsity won by JV won by Fort Recovery tonight, 25-21 and 25-13. And now the varsity match. And like I was saying earlier, this should be a good matchup because both teams have good winning records. South Adams is 7-4, and Fort Recovery comes in at 8-1. And a busy, busy week for Fort Recovery this week. They are at home against Marion Local tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast starting around 6:30 tomorrow evening. Thursday night, they'll be over over at St. Henry, also broadcast time around 6:30. And then Saturday, they'll be heading up to Ottawa Glandorf. JV there will get underway at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. All right, for the Indians in the purple uniforms with the white numerals and letters. And South Adams coming out in their black and gold. As we get set for round one here at South Adams tonight. And officials pointing something out to each of the ladies. And now we are ready for action. Fort Recovery and South Adams, game one. Got to win three to win the match. So we'll see just what happens. Nice little dance there by the Indians to get set there with Kiki Wendell and Paige Fort Camp doing a little foot tapping there. There we go. Fort Recovery will serve first. Here is the first serve. It is a good one. It is hit, and it is hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set, and here's the kill, and it is kept alive by South Adams as they bang it around. Here's ball is hit down, and a nice kill there for South Adams, and the Starfires lead it 1-0. So South Adams now with the serve, side out to the Starfires, and they lead 1-0. Here is the serve to Fort Recovery. Oh, that's off the hands of the Indians. And it's 2-0 in favor of South Adams. Just underway with the first game of the varsity match. Here comes the serve. It's a clean one. It's kept alive. Goes to the net. It is hit over. It is hit high. South Adams to return it. They will set it up for a kill. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Blocked again. And it is kept alive from out of bounds. They will hit it over and they will hit it out. Point to Fort Recovery. So it is 2-1 South Adams in game number one. And the side out to Fort Recovery again. Indians will be serving. Here comes the serve. It is hit. They almost dropped it in for an ace. Here's the return way out. That was way out of there. Serving for Fort Recovery is Marissa Garkey. And the score tied now at 2-2 in game number one. Garkey has to almost go out in the hallway to retrieve the volleyball. Here she comes with the serve. It is clean. It is returned by South Adams. The setup, and it is out again. No, they went in. They say it just got in the corner, and the point goes to South Adams. So South Adams leads by a score of 3-2. We're in game one. Got to win three to win the match. South Adams now serving. Here it comes, just over the net. Nice serve. Set up. It is blocked, but put down by the Indians. Nice job there as Kiki Wendell was able to put that one down and makes it a 3-3 matchup. And she will be going back to serve. 3-3 here in game one. Wendell serves. Almost dropped it for an ace. Here's the setup. Here is the ball, and it is it good? No, it's just out. Just out by a few inches, and the point, nope, they say it was in. So it does go to South Adams. A little confusion there. It was very, very close. They say if it drops on the line, it is good, and so the point goes to South Adams. Starfires up 4-3. South Adams now serving far into the court. Here it comes. It's returned by Fort Recovery. Here comes the kill, and it's put down. Nicely done there. The kill going there to Paige Fortcamp. Ties the score at 4-4. And coming in for Fort Recovery now is Mara Pearson. Serving for Fort Recovery will be Faith Wendell. Trying to give the lead back to Fort Recovery. We're tied at 4 in game 1. Good clean serve. Drops in for an ace. No, they said it was just out. I thought that was good. So the point goes to South Adams as they let it go, and it did just by inches go out. 5-4 South Adams. Here's the serve by the Starfires. It is returned by Fort Recovery, the kill. It is kept alive by South Adams to the net, and the ball popped up in the air on the dig. Here comes the kill. It is blocked and goes down. South Adams with it. Nice block at the net. And it is 6-4 in favor of the Starfires. Game one. Starfires leading and serving. Here is the serve. It is deep, but it's returned by Fort Recovery as they get it back over the net. The setup, for the kill. It is blocked at the net, but kept alive by South Adams. Here's the ball back over. Fort Recovery keeping it alive, setting it up for the kill, and get it. That was put down by Fort Camp, and it makes it 6-5 with the serve going back to Fort Recovery. South Adams leading 6-5 here in game one. Starfires are checking the Indians with the serve. And here is Paige Fort Camp, and she will be serving again. Here it comes. She fires just over the net. Kept alive by South Adams to the net, and a put down, and it was good. Out. Close here. Hard to see the lines down at this end looking down here. We're up in the second level. Ties the score at 6-6. Fort Camp, Paige Fort Camp will be serving again. She just dinks it over the net. Kept alive by South Adams. Here's blocked at the net and down in the point to Fort Recovery. Nice, nice block at the net. And that was blocked by Marissa Garkey. And it's a 7-6 lead now for Fort Recovery. And Fort Camp will be serving again. And she drops that one just over the net. Here is the ball, and it is kept alive. Put back over the net, at the net. It is blocked. It is down. Point, Fort Recovery. Indians on a roll here. They have ripped off four straight points, and it is 8-6 Fort Recovery in game one. Here's the serve by Paige Fort Camp. Another good one, just barely over the net. It is put up. Here's the ball hit to the net, and it will no. Just couldn't get it over right at the top and came down, and so the point goes to South Adams, and the serve back to the Starfires. 8-7, Fort Recovery now in front. This one back and forth a couple of times. Here's the serve, and that's out. By the way, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Tom Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart tonight. And with that, the Indians in the lead now at 9-7 in game one. Here comes the serve, and it is dropped over nicely at the net and put right down. The serve was from Aubrey Kanapke, left-hander from this side, and South Adams found that hard to handle, and she dropped it in. 10-7 in favor of the Indians. And the next one, oh, that hits the post. So the point will go to South Adams, and the serve back to South Adams. Both teams will substitute. Here is Grace Guggenbiller coming in for Fort Recovery. 10-8 in favor of Fort Recovery here in game one. Happy to be with you tonight from the Star Dome at South Adams. Serve is a clean one, set to the net. Ball is blocked, knocked up in the air. South Adams setting it up for the kill. They drop it. Nope, it's kept alive by Fort Recovery. Still alive. The ball back over the net. Hit high in the air. Set up. Here's the kill. Save. It's saved again. And out to the net, and it'll be put over by Fort Recovery. Back to the net. Here's the setup by South Adams. Blocked at the net by Fort Recovery. Up to the net. Here's the ball hit, and hits out. Went long. So make it a 10-9 ball game with Fort Recovery still leading by one. But that's three straight points for South Adams. And now for the tie. And here's the ball kept alive on a nice serve. The ball back over. Kept alive by South Adams to the net. The setup, the kill. Nope, set. Picked up. Fort Recovery comes. Dinks it over and drops it in. Nicely done there by Fort Recovery, and the Indians get the point, stop the run by South Adams, and it's now Fort Recovery leading 11-9. And the service will go back to Fort Recovery, and Hope Wendell will be back to serve it away. So Wendell will fire it just over the net, drops it in nicely, and a set up and put down with authority. Nicely done by Whitley Rammel with the kill. 12-9, Fort Recovery leading here in game one. Hope Wendell serves again. Deep in the court, it is kept alive by South Adams. They will punch it over. Now Fort Recovery sets it up, and I think we got somebody touching the net. And yes, we did. And the Indians call for being in the net. The point goes to South Adams, making it 12-10. So South Adams now will be serving. Here's the ball, returned by the Indians, right over, and then is put down, but saved by Fort Recovery. They'll set it to the net. Here's the ball over, saved by South Adams. They will set it, and it's blocked, still up in the air, put back up there. South Adams trying to get it. It is blocked. Ball still alive, and finally it goes back up front and down. Point's going to go to Fort Recovery. Trying for a dig deep off the court and could not quite get it. And so the point goes to Fort Recovery, leading it 13-10. Back serving is Marissa Garkey for Fort Recovery. And she will serve it deep. And it is hit, kept alive by South Adams. They set it up, saved by Fort Recovery, put deep and drops. Nobody could get there for South Adams. And the point to Fort Recovery. Indians now lead 14-10. And now South Adams calling a timeout. We're in game one. It's Fort Recovery 14, South Adams 10. And we are back after this from St. Henry Bank.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Fort Recovery setting out of the timeouts, and then the ball drops, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. Some miscommunication at the net there for South Adams, and it dropped 15-10 in favor of the Indians. Here's the serve, and that one drops for an ace. Garkey drops it in for the ace, and she's on a roll. It's 16-10, Fort Recovery. And the service goes back to Garkey, a junior. She drops back deep. She now just gently sends it over. It's returned by South Adams to the net. Blocked nicely at the net. But was it in the net? It was. It was blocked nicely, but they hit the net with their body, and that point goes to South Adams. 16-11 as South Adams now with the service. And here is the clean handling at the end by Fort Recovery. Then hit into the net. Kept alive, though, to the net. It is blocked. It is hit. Blocked again. And put down on the kill. And that was Whitley Rammel with the kill for Fort Recovery, giving the Indians a 17-11 lead. And here comes Kiki Wendell on the service for Fort Recovery. Clean serve to the net. Ball's going to be hit over by South Adams, kept alive by Fort Recovery. Here is the kill, and it's going to be long. Point will go to South Adams. We're in game one, and Fort Recovery leading South Adams 17-12. Substitution coming in for South Adams, and the service back to the Starfires. Here's the serve, just over the net, kept alive, set to the net, blocked, hit again. South Adams setting it up for the kill, blocked, comes back over, but goes down. Not really a kill, just more of a little dink that goes down. Give the point to South Adams and make it 17-13. Starfires again with the service. Here it comes, just barely over the net. Set up by the Indians, and the kill right down. That was put nicely down. And I think that was Madeline Kanapke. So the point goes to Fort Recovery. And back in service now is Faith Wendell for the Indians. Her serve is good. Set up by South Adams at the nets and put down, but out. Went wide right. 19-13, Fort Recovery in control now. Getting closer to winning this first game. Here's the service set up by South Adams. Starfires will put it down. Oh, saved nicely. Now the Indians will set it up, and it's hit over and out. And the point to Fort Recovery. It's a nice save in there. And we got timeout called to the Starfires. 20-13, Fort Recovery leads. We're back after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Service hit back over by South Adams out of the timeout, but hit on the net and would not go over. Point to Fort Recovery. And here's the service again as South Adams tries to put it over. It's returned by Fort Recovery. They set for the kill. Blocked on the far side by the Starfires. Ball is blocked. Going to go down, and that point will go to South Adams. 21-14, Fort Recovery leads South Adams. Service goes back over to the Starfires. We're in game one. Fort Recovery has a 7-point lead. Here comes the serve. It is returned by Fort Recovery, blocked at the net by South Adams. The second one, though, is put down with authority. So that was Faith Fortkamp. That Paige Fortkamp, excuse me, gets the kill. 22-14. And now it is Paige Fortkamp serving. Clean serve. Set up by South Adams. Oh, they have trouble. Did it go down? No. Point goes to the Indians. Just out. 23-14. Indians with a 9-point lead. Getting very, very close to winning this first game. Here's Paige Fortkamp to serve again. Clean serve. Dropped in. Set up by South Adams. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set. The kill. Return. Kept alive to the net. And it is dinked around. Saved by Fort Recovery. Indians set it up. The put down. Saved again by South Adams. They'll push it back over. Blocked at the net. Saved by Fort Recovery. Setting it up again. They will doink it over, and it's kept alive by South Adams. They'll try to doink it over. Saved by Fort Recovery. Ball comes near side, and the doink saved by South Adams. This is quite the exchange. Now a block at the net, and it'll be Fort Recovery getting the points. And we're at game point now for Fort Recovery. That was quite the rally there by both sides. But finally, a block at the net, and down it went. Here's Fortkamp for the win, and it goes into the net. So the ball will go back over to South Adams. 24-15, still at game point. Subs coming in for South Adams. Here's the save. Serve is good to the net. Hit over, kept alive. South Adams with the kill, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds by a Fort Recovery, so the point goes to South Adams. Make it 24-16. This is game one, still at game point. Here is the serve by South Adams. Kept alive, but deep. Oh, saved nicely, and gotten back over the net by Fort Recovery. Now set up by South Adams. Saved again by Fort Recovery. They set up for the kill. Put down, but way out. So the point will go back to point will go to South Adams. And we got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. No, they said it was blocked. The game goes, no, they did give it. They gave it to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery wins game one. So your first game won by the Indians by a score of 25-16. I think they called someone in the net, and that's why we had the confusion there. Didn't get a clear signal. So game one goes to the Indians 25-16. Back with game two between Fort Recovery and South Adams. That's on the way next at J Country 101.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kapp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Game one going to Fort Recovery by the score of 25-16. Of course, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity match in two games tonight, winning 25-21 and 25-13. And we get set for game number two here. Varsity got to win three to win the match. Don't forget, we'll be switching to Reds baseball. Coming up after volleyball tonight, the Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers, they are underway. I was hoping to get a score here, but my phone's not getting a great signal here to give me some scores. All right, we are ready for game two here. And it'll be South Adams serving first. Here it comes. It is returned by the Indians and put down with authority. Didn't take long there as Marissa Gerke put it down, and it's 1-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. The Indians looking for their 9th win of the season against just one defeat. South Adams is 7-4 on the season. All right. Here's Hope Wendell, and she is Hope Wendell. She is serving for the Indians, kept alive to the net, the setup, and the kill hit out to the far side, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. 2-0 Indians. So Hope Wendell getting the point, and she goes back to serve again. 2-0, we're in the second game here at South Adams. Here's the serve just across the net. Set up by South Adams, saved by Fort Recovery. The setup to the net, the dink, and it's down. And it was done very, very nicely as Marissa Gerke kind of faked going toward the middle and then just put it about a foot fair down the line and right down. 3-0, Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell, just a little too short. Try to just barely drop it over the net. Didn't quite get it there. So the first point of the game for South Adams, and it's 3-1, and now the Starfires will be serving. game two. First one won by Fort Recovery. And that was out. The Indians let it go. Wisely such, and it's a point for them. And it'll be Marissa Garkey going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Indians leading 4-1. Here's the serve. Clean to the net and knocked around and down. Goes to Fort Recovery as South Adams cannot get the save. Makes it 5-1. Garkey back. Fires it back. And it is saved by the Starfires. Put over and drops. And it drops for the Starfires. Just hit the top of the net and just did make it over and drop. Makes it 5-2. And the service goes back to South Adams. This is game two. First game won by Fort Recovery, 25-16. Starfires will serve again. 5-2, Fort Recovery leading here in game two. Here's the serve. Ooh, just barely over the net. Set up, and the ball is put down. Whitney Rammel. Boy, she put it down with some authority. Whitley Rammel getting the kill, and it is 6-2 in favor of Fort Recovery. And here is Kiki Wendell back to serve again. Her serve is good. And it's above and set up. Blocked and blocked, but blocked out of bounds. So it was blocked, but blocked out of bounds by the Indians. Make it 6-3 in favor of Fort Recovery. Point to the Starfires, and the service goes back to South Adams. Here's the serve. Just doinked over there, and it's set up at the net. And the kill, was it long? It was. So a little long toward the end, and the point goes to the Starfires, makes it 6-4. Starfires serving again to the net. Here's a kill, put right down. Paige Fordkamp knew what to do with that one. Socked it down, point goes to the Indians, and Fort Recovery leads 7-4. Subs in for the Indians. Coming in here is Faith Wendell, and she will be serving. And she just drops it in over the net. It's being battled for on the third hit. Yeah, it goes into the net. And so the point goes to Fort Recovery. It is 8-4 Indians. And back to serve again is Faith Wendell. Her serve just dropping in there. Here's the point block. Save, though, by South Adams. Gets it across. Indians now look for the setup and the kill, and they put it down. Paige Fordkamp with another one, and it's 9-4 in favor of Fort Recovery, and timeout called by South Adams. 9-4, Fort Recovery leads here in game two, and we're back after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I finally get some service on my phone here and can tell you that the Reds and Milwaukee Brewers are nothing-nothing as they go to the top of the fourth inning and game over on PG-14 and FM-105.3. And as soon as we are done here, we'll be joining that game in progress for its conclusion. So no score between the Reds and the Brewers. Here, we are in game two of tonight's matchup between Fort Recovery and South Adams. The Indians won the first game 25-16, lead here in the second 9-4. Here is the serve, and it comes over from Faith Wendell. Set up for South Adams, saved by the Indians. They set it up, and they will pop it back over. It is saved by the Starfires. They set for the kill. Blocked, kept alive, put back over, but put out. And went off to the side and out of bounds, and the point goes to South Adams. Makes it 9-5, and the service goes back over to South Adams. Here comes the serve. And it is kept alive by the Indians. They will set it up, and they go for the little doink, and they drop it right in. Nicely done there by Paige Ford Camp. And the point goes back to the Indians, makes it 10-5. Now Fort Recovery will turn to Paige Ford Camp to service. So here is Ford Camp. And her serve is too long. Makes it 10-6. Just about a foot too long. She was going for that back line to try and drop in an ace. Couldn't quite do it. 10-6. Fort Recovery continues to lead. South Adams serving right into the net. That was a good miss by about a foot. Point goes to Fort Recovery and the service back to the Indians. 11-6, Fort Recovery leading. Don't forget, Fort Recovery tomorrow night at home against Marion Local. Jeff Overholzer will have the broadcast here on J Country 101 starting at about 6:30. Here's the service. It's good. It's kept alive by South Adams. And they pop it back across. Fort Recovery going to have to battle to get this one, and they will get it back across. Set up by South Adams. Fort Recovery and the block, and it's too long, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. Indians had several hands up there to block it. Didn't touch them. Just over them and hit out of bounds clearly. 12-6 in favor of Fort Recovery. And here is the serve. It's clean. Set up by South Adams. And it will be out of bounds, and the point will go to South Adams. Makes it 12-7 in favor of the Indians. We'll be back with you Thursday night from over at St. Henry, Ohio, for the matchup between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Here's the serve, and it is kept alive by Fort Recovery. Here is the kill. It is knocked down off the defender, and point Fort Recovery. So the point will go to the Indians to make it 13-7. And going back to serve again will be Hope Wendell. Hope looks to drop this one in, and she does, right there for an ace. I mean, just over the net. Nobody went, right down the middle for an ace. 14-7 in favor of Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell goes back, and the senior looks to do that again. Wendell fires. This one just kind of doinks back there. It is returned by South Adams to the net. Blocked. Saved by Fort Recovery. Nicely done. They'll go to the net. Blocked by Fort Recovery. This time it is blocked back again, but then mishandled. Nice effort. Just couldn't quite get it back over, and the point goes to South Adams. 14-8. Fort Recovery leading here in game two. South Adams now with the service. And just over, return nicely, right to the net, and put back over by Fort Recovery, to the net by South Adams, the block, and a point, no, did it, nope, saved by South Adams, and they will drop it over, put back over again, and then hit in, just inside the line. We had doink, doink, and doink again, and it worked for South Adams. Two players just right on the sidelines. 14-9 is the score. South Adams serves again. And the ball set up. Oh, miscommunication there. And drops over to the side. And the point goes back to South Adams, making it 14-10. Service goes right back to South Adams. Here comes the serve. That's out. Missed by about 3 feet. Too much juice on it. Point to Fort Recovery. Service back to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 15-10. Indians won the first game. Here comes the serve. And it's a good serve. Set up by South Adams. Here's the point. Saved by South Adams. Set up. And the point put saved. South Adams will be returning it. Here's the ball high up there in Fort Recovery to set it up. Here comes the kill. Put in. And it was out. Too much on that one. Point goes to South Adams. 15-11. South Adams trying to battle back. Not long ago, it was, about an 8-point lead, but now it's down to 4. 15-11. Indians lead, but the Starfires have the service. Here it comes. And it's kept alive by Fort Recovery. And the set. Oh, and the kill right into the net. Point goes back to South Adams. Starfires draw within three. It is 15-12. On a roll here. South Adams serving again. Here is the serve. It's clean. It is set up by Fort Recovery. They look for the kill, and it's going to be dropped in there. Went right off one of the back row girls, and she couldn't handle it. Point to Fort Recovery, and that gives the service back to Fort Recovery and ends that little run there by South Adams. 16-12 is the score in favor of Fort Recovery, and now the Indians will serve. On the service is Kiara Wendell, and then put down on the kill to set up, and South Adams will get the kill and the point and the serve back. 16-13, Indians leading, but South Adams battling back. 16-13, Indians lead, Starfire serving. Here comes the serve. It is kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net. The serve is blocked off the defender. Point Fort Recovery. Makes it 17-13 in favor of the Indians. A couple of subs come in. Mara Pearson will come back in for Fort Recovery. And here comes Faith Wendell to serve again. Drops it over. Set up by South Adams. The kill is going to be saved. Now the setup. Here comes the kill for Fort Recovery. Saved by South Adams. They will block it. Ball deep in the backcourt. Fort Recovery setting it up. Here comes the kill. Drops it. Oh, won't go over the net. Hit right on the top of the net. Kind of rolled along and dropped back inside. Point goes to South Adams. Service back to South Adams. 17-14, Fort Recovery leading. Second game. Here comes the serve, and it's kept alive by the Indians. They will doink it back over into the net, but kept alive by South Adams. Now Fort Recovery sets it up. They look for a kill. Then it's blocked, but it was blocked off a defender, and the point to Fort Recovery. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 18-14. And it will be Paige Fortkamp to serve it again for the Indians. Indians lead by four. Here is the serve, and it is kept alive by South Adams. The setup, but I think we had two hands. We did. Point goes to Fort Recovery. So two hands will give the point to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 19-14. And it is Fort Camp to serve again. Hits the net, goes over, and drops in for an ace. Just absolutely tape measure perfect. Hit the net, went over, and it's 20-14, Fort Recovery. South Adams had battled within two, and Fort Recovery now on a roll again, stretching the lead out to six. Fort Camp serve. This one is long. And the point will go to South Adams and the service back to the Starfires. 20-15, we're in the second game. First game was won by Fort Recovery, 25-16. South Adams now serving. And the service is returned, but into the net. But it's into the point. The point goes to South Adams. Makes it 20-16. Ball back to the Starfires. Here comes the serve. And it's out. No, dropped right at the corner. Right at the corner. You couldn't put that much more perfect. Timeout called by Fort Recovery. We're in game two. Indians lead 20-17. Timeout called, and we're back after this on J Country 101.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. Versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This has turned into be quite a battle, even though Fort Recovery has led this entire second game. South Adams just will not go away. The Indians had stretched their lead out to as many as eight, and South Adams has battled back and battled back again and again. but it is 20-17, Fort Recovery leading here in game two. And the service still in the hands of the Starfires. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Set up by the Indians. They look to go over. They do. Set right back up by the Starfires. The kill. Nope. It is saved by Fort Recovery. The setup. The kill blocked at the net. Saved there by Fort Recovery. And then put over by South Adams for the point. Just a little dink. But a clean one. And the point to the Starfires. And they're back within two. It is 20-18. Service again by the Starfires. The setup. Ball battle at the net. Hit back over. Set up by South Adams. They look for the kill. Blocked at the net and brought down for the point for a Fort Recovery. South Adams almost got it, just couldn't quite get it. Eventually hit it twice off a hand. The point goes to Fort Recovery. And the Indians now up 21-18 with the service. And it'll be Aubrey Konapke back here, the lefty. Here's the serve. It is set up by South Adams. Blocked at the net. Hit high in the air for Fort Recovery. The setup, the kill, down. But was it in? No, it was out. 21-19. So the point goes to South Adams. 21-19 is the score. And here's South Adams serving. Ball is set up. And socked over. And for the kill. Fort Recovery with a nice one. Marissa Garkey. She gets the point. It is 22-19 in favor of Fort Recovery. And Hope Wendell goes back to serve it again for Fort Recovery. Wendell. Hits the net, drops over. It's kept alive by South Adams to the net. It is blocked. Blocked again. Fort Recovery now will set it up. Goes for the kill. They doink it over. Back to the net for South Adams. High off the net. Blocked. Set up. And now they'll have to get it over. And it will be there. And put down by Fort Recovery. Set it up nice. And the point to the Indians, it's 23-19. 2 points away from winning game two. Hope Wendell with it, serving. Save by South Adams, a block at the net. Saved again, put back over, a miscommunication. Ball comes over, it is hit over the net by South Adams, kept alive by Fort Recovery. Here's the little doink, it's hit up in the air again, still over, put back over and set up by Fort Recovery. The kill, and that will be long. 23-20. It was just a lot of little dinking and doinking there, and nobody could really get a good handle on it. They tried for the kill, but the court was too short. So now the service back to South Adams. Here's the serve. Fort Recovery sets it up for the kill. It is blocked at the net. Save, but I think we got somebody in the net. Yep. Fort Recovery in the net. Point goes to South Adams. It's 23-21. Thought this might be a good match tonight, and it has been. South Adams will serve again. Save, and that's going to be a hard one, and it's out of bounds, and the point goes to South Adams, and they're within one. It's 23-22, and a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 23, South Adams 22. Don't go away. This one may be going some extra time the way it's going. We're in game two. Indians looking to win game two, but it's not coming easy. We're back after this from the St. Henry Bank.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it looked like Fort Recovery was in command when they were up by, I believe it was 15-7 when they were up by 8. But South Adams has battled and battled and battled some more, and they're now within one with the serve. Here it comes for the Starfires. Cleanly set up by the Indians. They look for the kill. They pound it. It's saved by South Adams. Back to the net. They joink it over. Fort Recovery sets it up and puts it down. Fort can't put it down, makes it 24-22, and now it is game point for the Indians. Big one right there. And Garkey goes for the win, and her serve is hit up in the air, back over, and put down by the Indians for the win. Paige Fortkamp gets the kill for the win, and the Indians win game two, 25-22. So now it is Fort Recovery up two games to none, having won the first game 25-16, and now the second 25-22. Well, that was quite a good game there. So 25-22 is your final in game two. We'll be back with the third and maybe the deciding game. That's coming up here on J Country 101.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man, what time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Good even match tonight. So far, Fort Recovery winning. They will serve here as we go to game three. And here's the first serve put up there by Hope Wendell. And South Adams blocks it over the net. Fort Recovery will set it up. Here's the ball. It's hit high toward the net. Set up by the Starfires. Blocked at the net. It's blocked again. Now doinked over. Saved by Fort Recovery. Setting it up there. The little doink. And it's kept alive by South Adams again. Back to Fort Recovery. To the net. They look for a kill. It's a cross. It is saved by South Adams. Here's the ball put down. It was deflected, but somebody was in the net. And the point is going to go to South Adams. Indians call for being in the nets, and the point goes to South Adams. South Adams never led in game two. They lead here, though, 1-0 in game three. Here's the serve. South Adams are to Fort Recovery. They will get it back over and down, and yes, it stayed in. Nicely done there by the Indians, and we are tied at 1-1. Game three, and the Indians trying to take the three-game sweep. Baseball, Milwaukee has scored. It's in the top of the fifth innings, and the Brewers lead the Reds 1-0. We'll join that broadcast coming up after this match tonight. Here's a bad handle by South Adams on the far side following the serve, and so the point goes to Fort Recovery. 2-1, Indians lead here in game three. Here's Garkey with the serve, and that's an ace! Just back on the line. Just good. And it's 3-1 in favor of the Indians. And Marissa Garkey, the junior, goes back to try and do that again. She fires it and drops it too short. That one just kind of muffed off her wrist. And well short. Point goes to South Adams. Makes it 3-2, and the Starfires will have the service again. Here comes the serve, and it's out. Point will go to Fort Recovery. And it will be Kiki Wendell going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Indians lead 4-2. Third game. Here comes the serve. It is kept alive by South Adams. They will get it to the net. Blocked over for the point by Fort Recovery. They block it there, and I believe it was Grace Guggenbiller who actually blocked it for the point. 5-2 in favor of Fort Recovery. Here is the serve. It is good. It is saved by South Adams. They will bring it to the net. It's saved now by Fort Recovery. The setup, but somebody used two hands. Yep. So two hands, and the point goes to South Adams. 5-3 is the score. Fort Recovery leading. Service goes back to the Starfires. We're in the third game. Fort Recovery has won the first two, and they lead here in this one 5-3. Here's the service by the Starfires. It is good. The Indians will set it up for the kill. Blocked at the net, and the point goes to South Adams. Blocked right at the net. Makes it 5-4. And again, the Starfires will serve from the far end of this place. Right off the net. Goes across. Fort Recovery will hit it. Set back by South Adams. There's the set across the net. Indians will get the set. Look for the kill. Popped across off a defender. And the point goes to Fort Recovery. Makes it 6-4. Indians up. And coming back in is Pearson and Faith Wendell. Coming back in for the Indians. Mara Pearson and Faith Wendell. Wendell will serve, fires it, and it's quickly out. A little too much juice on that one. 6-5, Indians lead the Starfires here in game three. And South Adams will be serving again. Here's the serve, kept alive, oh, and then drops. Doinked off the fist, and South Adams gets the point and ties the score at 6-6. So now South Adams serving for the lead. Here it comes. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. They set for the kill. And it is hit over, but it's no. Goes out, and the point goes to South Adams. And the Starfires are back in the lead, 7-6. So here we go. South Adams serving again. Kept alive by Fort Recovery for the kill. And put right down. Paige Fort Camp with another one. Ties the game at 7-7. And it'll be Paige Fort Camp serving for this one. So she gets the kill. Now she gets the serve. And it's across, and it is kept alive. South Adams looks for the kill. They won't get it because it's blocked. Here's the setup by Fort Recovery. The doink kept alive and put back to the net. And it's put down by South Adams. Give the point to South Adams, and the Starfires back in front, 8-7. Very even matchup tonight. It's just a play here, play there. It's what won the second game. Here is the setup off the serve by South Adams. Fort Recovery putting it down, and it's good. Now wait, they're going to check it. Yep, it is Fort Recovery point. They had to check, and they said, yes, it's good, and ties the score at 8-8. So coming back in is Aubrey Kanapke, and the junior is going to be serving, left-hander. She fires this one. Kept alive by South Adams for the kill. Blocked out of bounds, though. And it goes back to the Starfires after blocking it off defenders. South Adams leads 9-8. Back in is Kiara Kiki Wendell for Fort Recovery. South Adams serving. Here it comes. And kept alive. They will get it across the net. It's going to be doinked, but set up. And they'll go to the net. Put down. Kept alive by South Adams. Some out of the net. And put down by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel gets that one and ties the score again. It's 9-9. These two teams just back and forth and back and forth in this game. 9-9, we're in game three. Fort Recovery won the first two. I'm trying to end it here. Hope Wendell will serve again for Fort Recovery. Service is clean. They'll set it up. South Adams will get it back into the second of across the nets. And here's the ball put down, but blocked and right into the nets. And it's point South Adams. So South Adams takes the lead back. It is 10-9. And South Adams will be serving again. Here comes the service. And it is kept alive by Fort Recovery. They set for the kill, and they get it. But was it off? Oh, they say point goes to the Starfires. So it goes to South Adams, and the Starfires have a two-point lead, 11-9. I thought that was good, but official says nope. They call it out. Here's the serve. Kept alive by the Indians, and the kill, blocked, kept alive again, and the Indians will get it back across. They'll doink it in, goes off the Starfire, kept alive. They come back to the net, blocked again, saved again by Fort Recovery. Here's the ball to the net, and put down, and good. Right into the corner off the hands of Kiki Wendell. Makes it 11-10. South Adams leading. And here is Marissa Garkey back to serve it for Fort Recovery. She fires it. It is kept alive by the Starfires to the net for the kill. It is out, point Fort Recovery. And we are tied again. It is 11-11. We're in the third game here tonight. Action coming your way on WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana. Here's the serve, kept alive by South Adams to the net, and hit back over the net by Fort Recovery. Kept alive, the setup, across and out. Point goes to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery takes the lead back, 12-11. So the Indians back in front. This has been back and forth in this game. And right into the net, and we're tied. Garkey just a little low on that one. And it's 12-12. No one is led by more than three in this game. But Fort Recovery up 2-0. Here's the service by South Adams. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Off a defender. South Adams will get it back to the net. They'll try and doink it over. Fort Recovery sets it up. It is blocked. Kept alive again by South Adams. They'll set up for the kill. And it goes just across the net and down. And the Starfires take the lead back 13-12. Just skimmed along the top of the net and dropped in. That's one of those that can go either way. And so it's service back to South Adams. Starfires lead 13-12. Service is good. The point blocked and put down. And just like that, we're tied up at 13-13. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. So the Indians will be serving again. Kiki Wendell back in to do so. 13-13 here in game three. Here's the serve, and drops over nicely. The setup by South Adams, blocked at the net, and drops in for the point for South Adams. Right in the middle. Starfires take the lead back, 14-13. And so South Adams is serving once again. Here comes the service. And it's kept alive by Fort Recovery. They set it up. The kill down. No, it went out. Too long. 15-13, South Adams. Set up nicely. Just a little too much oomph on the kill. Here's the service. Set up by Fort Recovery. The kill saved by South Adams. Kept alive to the net. And they doink it down for the point. And South Adams has its biggest lead of the game. And timeout called by Fort Recovery. South Adams 16, Fort Recovery 13 in game three. And we are back after this on J Country 101.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Off the serve, it is South Adams keeping it alive. Now Fort Recovery setting it up for the kill. Saved again by South Adams. Back over the net, at the net. Saved by Fort Recovery. Now the set, the kill blocked. Point South Adams. And the Starfires have their biggest lead of the night, I think, of any of the games. Now 4 points. 17-13 in favor of South Adams here in game three. South Adams still serving. Here's the serve, setting it up, Fort Recovery, the kill, blocked but put down, but it still was blocked, and it's out of bounds, and the point to South Adams, and the Starfires now lead 18-13. The Starfires are on a run. Here comes the service again, and it is off the hands, and trouble, we got two hands, and that point goes to South Adams. And timeout Fort Recovery again. It is 19-13 as South Adams has its biggest lead in any game tonight. The Starfires 19 and the Indians 13. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, South Adams coach Ashley Buckingham got to be very happy with the way her team has battled back from being down early on, and they have now taken the lead and serving again. Here's the ball to the net and saved by Fort Recovery. Setting it up, and here's the ball across. South Adams now setting it up. Here's the ball hit and hit long, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. So that breaks that string of services and makes it 19-14. And now the Indians get it back with a chance to put together a run, maybe. So here's Paige Fortkamp to serve, and hers is set up at the net. Here's a little doink. Set back up by the Indians. They look for a kill, and they put it up. It is saved by South Adams. Back over. The Indians set it again. The kill to point around, but then finally falls. Point goes to Fort Recovery. Indians back within four now at 19-15. A moment ago, they were down six. So now Fortkamp will hit it again. And the serve put back to the net, hit over the net. Fort Recovery will try and send it back. Here's the kill. It is blocked. It is saved by South Adams. They will doink it across. Blocked, but we got somebody in the net. And the point's going to go to South Adams as the Indians were called for in the net again. So it is 20-15 South Adams. Service will go back to South Adams now. Here's the hit. The setup by Fort Recovery. The hit and out. And that point will go to Fort Recovery. 20-16. Now Paige Fortkamp will go back there for Fort Recovery. Indians trail by four, 20-16 here in game three. Here's the serve. And it is hit right off the hands. Not quite an ace, but close. Make it 20-17. Indians within three. Let's see if we can get on a roll here and see them going. Paige Fortkamp, the senior, looks, She's going to fire it in there. It is set up by South Adams. They look for the kill. Blocked at the net. Save. Set back up at the net. Fort Recovery will hit it down and get it again. And that was Grace Klingshern with it. Timeout now by South Adams as Fort Recovery starts to battle back. Your score is South Adams 20 and Fort Recovery 18 here in Game 3. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, the Indians battling back after getting down by 6. They are back within 2 now with the serve. Here is Fort Camp serving, and it's hit high in the air, set up by South Adams. Block, save, hit into the net, and then down on the point goes to South Adams. Well, the timeout was effective there by South Adams. And the Starfires lead it 21-18. Third game. Here's the serve. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. They'll set it up at the net. The kill, and it's down. Was someone in the net? Yes, it was. Indians were in the net again. And so the point goes to South Adams. It's 22-18. The way it's going, we are probably going to be looking at a fourth game. Here's the serve. Kept alive by the Indians. They will have to hurry. They did it across. Back to the net by South Adams. Look for the kill. The block. It's out of bounds. And the point to South Adams. South Adams leads 23-18. A 5-point lead. And just 2 points needed by South Adams to win the game. Here comes the serve. Fort Recovery will set it up. They look, get it across, set up by South Adams, look for the kill. It's popped back in the air by Fort Recovery. The set, the doink, it's put back up by South Adams. They'll try to get it to the net. It is blocked. It is down. Point Fort Recovery. Make it 23-19. Here is Aubrey Konapke coming in to serve for Fort Recovery. So Konapke now serving as the Indians trail by 4. The left-hander fires it across, and was it out? It was. Not by much, but it's 24-19, and it's game point now for South Adams as the Starfires will serve. But Fort Recovery leads it still, 2-0, but 1 point away from a South Adams win here in game 3. It's hit up in the air. Fort Recovery puts it right down. Whitley Rammel with the kill. Make it 24-20. So now if Fort Recovery's to win this, we're going to have to go extra long. Back in to serve it for Fort Recovery is Hope Wendell. Wendell fires it. Set up by South Adams to the net. The net put over, doinked in, kept alive by South Adams. They look for the kill. It's blocked. It's kept alive to the net. It is kept alive by Fort Recovery. Here is the ball at the net. Hit across and down. Point to Fort Recovery. Boy, they came very close to losing that one. But finally got it to go. 24-21. Hope Wendell to serve again. Indians down by 3. Here's the serve. Set up by South Adams. The block at the net. Saved by South Adams. They will serve it up. Here's the ball kept alive by Fort Recovery. The kill. And that is good by Fort Recovery. 24-22. And timeout South Adams. This one's not over yet. South Adams 24, Fort Recovery 22 in game 3. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kapp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back come the Fort Recovery Indians. They were down 6 at 19-13. It was game point. Technically still is. If Fort Recovery can get this next point, then it won't be. Here we go. Wendell to serve. It's clean. Set up by South Adams. Here's the kill. Block. And it's good again by Fort Recovery. And it's a one-point game, 24-23. Now, South Adams could still win if they get this point, but Hope Wendell is still serving. And hopefully she can tie this up and send us to overtime. Hope Wendell for the serve. Fires it. Kept alive by South Adams at the net. It's a double hit. Point by Fort Recovery, though. And we're tied at 24. Wendell now. The Indians have tied it, so we'll have to play to at least 26. Here's Wendell firing into the net. Oh, boy. Just a little too low. Now it's game point for South Adams again, and they'll have the serve. 25-24 in favor of South Adams. Game three. Indians down one with game point on the line. Here comes the serve. And it's kept alive by the Indians. They'll set. The kill is set, kept alive by South Adams to the net. They keep it alive. Here's the doink. It's kept alive by South Adams. Up in the air. Blocked. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Set up here. Here's the doink over the net. Picked up by South Adams. They'll try and save it. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Still kept alive. Here's the kill. It is knocked through and the point by Fort Recovery. And we're tied at 25. 25-25. Service back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey back to serve and hopefully win the match. 2 points will win it all. Here's the serve. And it's hit up in the air by South Adams. They'll set it up. They'll get it across. Fort Recovery doinks it across. It's hit back in the air by South Adams to the net. Blocked over there. Kept alive by the Indians. They'll bat it across. Saved back by South Adams at the net. Good! Just a little dink that dropped in. And Fort Recovery... No. Wait a minute. They started to give it to South Adams. That's wrong. It's Fort Recovery's point. Indians now with match point. Here's the serve. Kept alive. South Adams brings it back to the net. They fire. Kept alive by the Indians. The set. The put down. Kept alive by South Adams. Fires it back to the net. They hit it and they hit it in. It's 26-26. Neither team will give it up. 26-26. Got to win by two. Starfire's now serving. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Set up by the Indians. They pound it. Oh, and it's blocked. Point to South Adams. Now game point to South Adams. 27-26 Starfires. Here comes the serve. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. To the net. The kill down, and it's tied again. Paige Fortkamp puts it down. 27-27. Kiki Wendell goes back, needing 2 points to win the match. 27-27. This third game has been terrific. Here's the serve. It's clean. It's put back over. Saved by the Indians. They set it up. The kill. Down for the point. 28-27 Fort Recovery. Game point, match point again. Wendell back to try and serve for the match. 28-27, Fort Recovery. Here it comes. She serves into the net.
Boy.
Oh, talk about being a game of inches. 2 inches more, and that might have been an ace. 28-28. Now it's back to South Adams serving. Here comes the serve. Oh, and having trouble. Indians are going to have to get it over. And they do. Kept alive by South Adams. The set, the kill, blocked by Fort Recovery. For the point, 29-28, Fort Recovery. Back we go to game point and match point. And coming in to serve will be Faith Wendell. Game point, match point. Indians need 1 point to win it all tonight. Here it comes. Wendell serves it. It's out. Ties it up at 29. This third game is becoming a marathon. 29-29, Starfires and Indians. South Adams serving again. It's kept alive by the Indians. The setup, the doink, kept alive by South Adams. Back across, kept alive by the Indians. They'll set it. The kill, it's good. Point, Fort Recovery. 30-29, Fort Recovery. And back we go to game point, match point. Again. Here is the serve, and it is kept alive by South Adams. Over the block, the save. Here's the set, and the kill. Out. And it's 30-30. 30-30. I can sure say neither team wants to lose this one. Someone's going to have to. 30-30. South Adams will serve again. This third game is becoming just a long, long marathon game, but it's fun to watch. And now I had a sub coming in for South Adams. South Adams serving. 30-30 tie in game three. So here is South Adams with the serve. Set up cleanly by Fort Recovery. They look for the kill. They get it. And down. 31-30, Fort Recovery. And another game and match point. And coming in to serve will be Aubrey Kanapke, the left-hander. Oh, for one ace here to end the whole night. Aubrey Kanapke will serve it. It's clean. Set up by South Adams to the net. Here's the ball saved by Fort Recovery. The setup, the kill, block, kept alive. Back to the net. Blocked down, and there it is! Fort Recovery finally wins it 32-30. And they win the match 3-0. But what a third masterful game by both sides. Fort Recovery wins 25-16, 25-22, and 32-30. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll get some comments from Coach Guggenbiller. Indians win, but it wasn't easy. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kopp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30 by 15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, back at South Adams here at the Star Dome, Fort Recovery wins it tonight in three straight games, but that third game was a marathon. First game went to the Indians 25-16. Second game, a little closer, 25-22. And the third and final game was just a game that neither team wanted to lose and just kept battling and battling and finally won by Fort Recovery 32-30. And Coach Guggenbiller with us. And Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was quite a match.
Yes, that was a very competitive game. I knew South Adams coming in was very talented, so I think we were ready for them because they're very comparable to all the other teams that we play in our league. So that was a great team to get ourselves prepared for this week.
You were down 19-13, called a timeout. In fact, you called two timeouts.
Yeah.
What'd you tell your kids?
Get their heads up and start playing the ball game. I said, honestly, we were making one error after another error, so I just told the girls, I was like, we just got to play smart. We got to get that energy. I think that's our biggest challenge this year. It's, you know, staying strong throughout the entire match, starting strong, finishing strong, and that was something that, you know, I'm glad the girls were able to finally slowly make their way back. I'm always like, it's just about momentum, getting that momentum back, no matter what happens in the end. Once you get the momentum, it's hard to, you know, gain that momentum back from the other team. So.
Some of those serves were so close.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just literally, you know, an inch or two off, and boy, you'd have an ace.
Yeah.
Well, then it doesn't happen, and you gave them a chance to get it back.
Yeah, it was back and forth there for a while there on the serves, one error after another. So,
how big was this one tonight, though, coming off a loss for the first time this season?
This was a big win for us tonight from the standpoint that it's a Monday. It's a new game. We had a few changes in our lineup. It's a perfect team to play before we play Marion Local tomorrow, because this team, South Adams, very talented. You know, they have some big hitters. I think our blockers did a great job today taking the hitters out, so it was good to see that. We obviously they tipped and roll, and that's an area that we've been struggling all season to be able to pick those balls up, and I thought overall we're getting better in that area. So it's a big win mentally, you know, be able to come with the win today. So,
well, I won't keep you long because it's a little later than normal, and you got to drive back and get set for one tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So, Coach, congratulations on a great victory.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Guggenbiller joining us here after the match tonight. As Fort Recovery wins it, it was exciting. Junior varsity tonight, Fort Recovery wins that 25-21 and 25-13. But then in the varsity, Fort Recovery wins 25-16, 25-22, and a marathon third game won by Fort Recovery, finally 32-30 with the win. Fort Recovery now 9-1 on the season, and with a tough loss, South Adams drops to 7-5. Thanks to Eric Catterly back at the studio tonight. Don't forget, we've got more Fort Recovery volleyball tomorrow night. The match that the coach was talking about there against St. Henry, that will be with Jeff Overholzer tomorrow night. That'll be at the Fortside Fieldhouse. The JV gets underway at 5:30, and the varsity match, we should have the broadcast starting around 6:30. And then Thursday night, the Indians will be on the road over at St. Henry, and I'll be back for that matchup on Thursday. And again, 5:30 for the JV, and our broadcast should start about 6:30. Fort Recovery wins it 25-16, 25-22, and 32-30 in the third and deciding game. We will be switching to the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds and the Brewers already in progress, and we'll be getting to that shortly here on J Country 101. And thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Ed Thurman. Good night from Bern.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Find It sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.